This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Tuesday, and man, what a story out of the DOJ. A nice little preview of what's in store for us if we're ever going to let the communists back in power again. We'll talk about that tonight. And poll out showing that we have a motivation problem and how that needs to be our focus leading up to the midterms. Communist states continue to be unlivable, and that'll get worse. We'll do emails, lots of those tonight. All that, so much more coming up on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show now. Here's the thing. We human beings have something about us. We like to look back at the past. This is something that's inside of all of us. It's a psychological thing. I don't know why. We like to look back at the past, at things that happened in the past, and we like to make them out to be better than they actually were. I don't care who you are, man, woman, old, young. I do this. You do this. This is a human nature thing. You will look back at a place you used to live. It was so much better there. It was perfect. Life was ideal. I'm sure it was fine. I'm sure also while you were there, you had a ton of complaints. Man, this sucks. I wish they'd change that. Why is it so windy? It's human nature. You will look back on a vacation. We took a vacation. My family, we used to drive down to Myrtle Beach. We lived in Ohio, and we drove down to Myrtle Beach for family vacations every now and then. Man, I remember it as being the Bahamas. It's Myrtle Beach. It's fine. It's fun. I haven't been there in decades, so who knows, probably a dump now, but it probably is not as good as I remember. It's human nature. Why? I can't answer all the reasons why, but here's one of the reasons why. We look back and we like to remember the good things. It feels good. That town I used to live in, oh, that little diner, they had the best milkshakes. Oh, Myrtle Beach, the water was perfect. We were body surfing. Everyone was so nice. We don't want to dwell on the bad things. Human beings don't like to look back and think about how crappy everything was at various points in their life. We like to block that out. We like to forget about that. No, my high school was perfect. My town was perfect. This vacation was perfect. My old car was perfect. This one sucks, but my... No. Right now, here's where we're at. We're a year and a half into the new Trump presidency. Got some things going pretty well, got some things going pretty terribly, no question about it. We can get caught up with where we are and where we're going, and that's understandable. We have a big midterm election coming up, 2028 isn't that far away. We're looking forward, right? But I think it's really important to pause for a moment, especially in the with new details coming out about things. And remember what the stakes are going forward if we give up power, because we might give up power. We might. If we're not careful, if we don't do the right things, the smart things now, we might allow the communists back in power again. And so I think it really pays, given this story that came out today, to pause and look back, not with rose-colored glasses, We can look back at the Biden era, and we remember we didn't like it. It's not that I'm saying you think about it any differently. I didn't like it, you didn't like it, or we weren't happy. But we can kind of, at least I can, I don't want to put words in your mouth, I can kind of laugh off the Biden era sometimes because he was such an old goober who couldn't talk or complete sentences. We just think to ourselves, oh man, that was embarrassing. But the Biden era was not, quote, embarrassing. It was evil. Deeply, deeply evil. It was a great evil that happened to this country, and Democrats did it on purpose. Joe Biden was such a bumbling nincompoop who couldn't talk, so we look back on it and think, that was embarrassing. Glad it's over. We got problems now. Anyway, forget about the Biden stuff. Joe Biden was talked into getting involved in the Democrat primary. Donald Trump was president at the time. Donald Trump had a pretty good economy rolling until we shut down the country for a flu, but we're not going to talk about that right now. So then the economy started to hiccup, obviously, and it hiccuped enough that Democrats thought to themselves, hey, we have a chance to maybe win. We have a chance to do what is very difficult, and that is to bounce a sitting president. The problem was for Democrats was at the time they had all these weirdos and freaks running in the Democrat primary to be president of the United States of America. And so, yeah, America was chafing on Trump at the time, but all the Democrat options were bonkers. What are we going to pick? The rear admiral? Pete Buttigieg? You've got Bernie Sanders out there spittling into the microphone, sounding like Vladimir Lenin, Kamala Harris. Nobody likes dumb. Ah, ha, ha, the cackling. It was bad. And the system sat down and had a conversation with itself. This is the political history of it. They sat down and they said, okay, none of these people are going to work. This is not going to work. Bernie Sanders was winning the primary at the time, and the system said, the country's not going to elect Bernie Sanders. We have a chance to defeat Donald Trump in the election. What do we have? Who do we have? Do we have an old white guy? We need an old white guy who maybe doesn't sound insane. What's Joe Biden doing? Joe Biden was the vice president very recently. The country knew him. The country didn't have to be introduced to Joe Biden. The country knew him. So they went back and they said, hey, Joe. This is how these conversations go, by the way. Hey, Joe, we want you to get in the race for president. If you get in the race for president, we've already had all the conversations necessary. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to clear the primary field for you. We're going to make sure this guy drops out. You're going to have to give him a job. Hey, Pete Buttigieg is going to drop out. You're going to have to find a role for him somehow. Dome, we'll get Dome to drop out. You might even have to make her VP, but whatever. We're going to get rid of Dome. Don't worry about that. We're going to clear the field. You can be the nominee. But wait, Joe, there's more. Wait. We're going to raise you $1 billion to $2 billion. Not only are we going to clear the field, we are going to make sure you have the money you need to win the presidency. And we have a little cherry on top, Joe. Because Republicans are so stupid, they decided to shut down the economy. We also have mail-in ballots now across the United States of America. Well, Joe, I have outstanding news for you. See, we're Democrats. We've been cheating in elections since the invention of the Democrat Party. Having all these mail-in ballots created the best opportunity in the world. We're just going to steal the presidency. You don't even have to necessarily win outright. I swear on my life, we'll just stop counting the votes at midnight. By the time everyone wakes up the next day, you'll be president of the United States of America. Joe, does that sound like a deal for you? Well, I don't know about you. I've had some pretty decent offers in my life. Some really decent offer. I had a buddy come to me one time and offer to just take me deep sea fishing. He had another friend cancel, and he wanted me to come along just for the day. Pretty good offer, right? Not bad. Anyone ever offered you to be president of the United States of America? I haven't had that offer. I don't know of too many people on the planet who would turn down an offer like that. Joe Biden, wildly ambitious, insanely corrupt, of course. He's not going to pass that up. Joe Biden agrees. Bye. Honey, where am I? All right, over on Oh, I'm for president. I might have to threaten some people, and I'm going to do all the stupid black pandering you can imagine on the campaign trail. I'm going to say 1,000 different things, but in the end, it's not going to matter. They're going to spend $2 billion trashing Donald Trump. They'll steal it on election night anyway. Let's do it. And Joe Biden ends up getting installed as president of the United States of America. All right, well, that's fine. We've had Democrat presidencies before. It's not ideal. It's not what you want. But we'll be fine, right? But this time it was different. The Biden presidency was different. It was an escalation in ways that we hadn't seen. And it was an escalation in ways that a lot of people, they couldn't fully comprehend what was happening and why it was happening and why it was so evil. And thanks to Tulsi Gabbard, who deserves all the credit in the world for this, we have new information out about how evil it was. And we're going to look back at it because this is coming again if we ever give them power again. Hang on.
Feeling a little stocky?
Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Tuesday. Remember, you can email us, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Back to our story, because we have new information that came out today. Joe Biden, we covered the recap, a story you know well, got installed as president in 2020. And it was different. And here's why it was different. A president, we'll focus on a Democrat president because this is the whole point of it. When a Democrat becomes president, he is obviously the de facto leader of the Democrat Party. He is the leader. But he doesn't have total power in the party. There's, of course, the House and there's the Senate and there's the individual states and there's all kinds of money and activism out there. He is not the king. He is the leader. He is not the king. But one thing, because he's the president, because he is the top executive, the one power he always has and uses often is veto power. I'm not just talking about veto power over congressional or Senate legislation. That's just a legal power the Senate has. The president has veto power over causes that he views may be harmful to himself or his party. I've screamed loudly. I'm not going to get into it now, so we'll get into it later, that Donald Trump should right now be vetoing the Dignidad Act. Not because it landed on his desk, but he doesn't need it to land on his desk. Donald Trump should realize right now that this harms his presidency, and he should come out and say, you guys can stop working on this. It's never going to become law. Dead. Goodbye. Quit it. Veto power. He has that power. He hasn't used it yet, but he has that power, right? So back to Biden. If you're Joe Biden, because you are the Democrat president and because of the radicalization of the Democrat Party, where they've gone from left to complete America-hating barbarians, demonic savages, those people are going to have all kinds of positions of power in your presidency. So when Joe Biden was installed as the president, it's not just that he had to have veto power over the nutters. Joe Biden had to actually be stronger than any Democrat president who ever came before him, because the party itself was crazier than it had ever been. He had to be not just strong, coherent and capable. He had to be the strongest, the most coherent, the most capable to avoid the wildest, most radical elements in his party from completely taking over and tearing the country apart. And at a moment when the country and the Democrat Party and Joe Biden's presidency needed him to be strong, he was instead, just because of age and nature, the weakest president we have ever had sitting in the White House. A non-functional adult. We all know it. We mocked him for it endlessly, correctly so, but a non-functional adult. Joe Biden, remember, all the stories came out, of course, afterwards. Joe Biden had to be told specifically where to walk, where to turn. He had to have arrows laid out for him on the floor. He had to have big old poster board pieces. I was about to say note cards, but it was actually big poster board pieces held up behind cameras so he could read answers to questions. A non-functional adult. Yeah, it was funny. Yeah, it created all kinds of funny little quips.
But my focus is just stay focused.
But it also gave the most evil people on planet Earth access to power. An insane amount of power. The power that comes from the office of the President of the United States of America. Think what Donald Trump has done in the last year and a half, whether you love it or hate it. Think of the power Donald Trump has when he speaks, when he promises, when he threatens. Think of the things he can do from the office of the presidency. Now, remove Donald Trump. And don't put Joe Biden in there. Joe Biden's sitting in the corner drooling. Put Anita Dunn in there. Committed communist, hates America. Put Lisa Monaco in there. Jill Biden, you name it. Put a tiny Soviet, Soviet means council, by the way, put a tiny Soviet of America-hating communists in the Oval Office sitting behind the Resolute desk and hand them a pen and say, hey, Soviet, run America however you see fit. What would they do? Do you remember the overturning of Roe versus Wade and specifically what came after it? Roe versus Wade, you know, was the law. Supreme Court ruling said, abortion's great. Go ahead and kill them all. Let God sort them out. And then finally, the Supreme Court flipped during Trump's first term. And the Supreme Court ruled, yeah, that's kind of crazy. This needs to be left up to the states. That's all the Supreme Court did, remember. They said, nah, the states can all make their own individual decision. California can do what it wants. Texas does what it wants, that kind of thing. So they overturned Roe versus Wade. But that decision was so angering to the communists in this country that it is the first decision, I believe, and only decision in the history of the Supreme Court to be leaked beforehand. It was leaked beforehand, and the result of that leak was Brett Kavanaugh was almost shot in the face on his front porch. An assassin flew into town to murder him because of that leak. That's how angry the communists were at the prospect of the overturning of Roe versus Wade. But then Roe versus Wade got overturned. What to do? What to do? The Supreme Court made its ruling. We can't overrule them. I know. Let's hurt somebody. Next.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse Kelly Show.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty on Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
But you do want to be informed.
Can you be informed without being all of those other things? We think so. Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty, the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We try to bring you the truth
and help you figure out this crazy modern world.
If you shoot at us and we deflect it, it doesn't really count. And that just doesn't make any sense. You got to make a rule. Don't shoot at the United States.
Or if you prefer, Iran, blah, blah, blah.
America haters are winning. The would-be communists, the Marxists, are winning in America. And they're doing so openly, and nobody cares.
I think giving the downtrodden money enables them. They aren't getting the money. I'm winning.
Good Lord, that was the voice of the patriarchy right there, folks. Listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic Tuesday, motoring through the show. Remember, if you miss any part of the show, you can download it on iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. So Roe versus Wade gets overturned under Joe Biden. We're looking back at how evil things were because of new information that came out and because we have to be aware of what's coming in the future. Roe versus Wade got overturned. Doesn't matter. Your thoughts on abortion are not important for the purpose of this conversation. Well, the Department of Justice had people inside of it like Lisa Monaco, who I've mentioned before. an insanely evil human, an evil communist hell-bent on the destruction of this country. After Roe versus Wade got overturned, the communists in the United States Department of Justice, they went on a mission of revenge. So they got out a big old book. In this book was all the laws on the books in the United States of America. And they went hunting. They went thumbing through the pages, if you will. What were they looking for? They were looking for, hey, there's got to be a law in here that will allow us to arrest these pro-lifers. Screw them, right? And they found this law. The law that was originally passed had nothing to do with pro-lifers and whatnot, but it was called the FACE Act, a law that had not been really enforced or used at all. And what they found was a gold mine, you see. The law they found gave them an excuse to go start hunting down pro-lifers who read Bible verses and pray and sing worship songs in front of abortion clinics in an effort to sway young women away from aborting their babies. But it's actually so much worse than that, courtesy of the information that just came out, and I want to credit Leif LeMahieu. I'm sorry if I'm mispronouncing the name, whatever. Leif LeMahieu with the Daily Wire for the reporting. I would recommend you go read it. How Biden partnered with abortion activists to track and imprison pro-lifers. It's not just that they dug up a law. They went to the radical pro-abortion groups in the United States of America. We know this now from emails. And they started getting profiles from these groups on pro-lifers they could track down, hunt down, and arrest. And they did it. The Department of Justice, under the evil communists in the Biden administration, went after these people. Those evil monsters you're hearing there, those dastardly criminals, they had SWAT teams show up at their homes. They were placed in handcuffs. They were put on trial. There are all kinds of, you can go read the article, there are all kinds of shenanigans that went on in the trial. And then they threw the book at these people, overcharging them, and tossed those people in federal prison. The communists got angry about a Supreme Court ruling and started throwing pro-lifers in prison as fast as humanly possible. When Merrick Garland, our communist attorney general, had to give an accounting of himself before Congress, Merrick Garland was correctly asked by members of Congress, hey, you're arresting all these pro-lifers under the FACE Act, but these Antifa types are firebombing these pro-life clinics. They're committing felonies, acts of arson. Why are you just arresting the pro-lifers? And the communists didn't even bother coming up with a decent excuse because they wanted you to know exactly what they were doing and why they were doing it. This is Merrick Garland practically laughing in your face.
I will say you're quite right. There are many more prosecutions with respect to the blocking of the abortion centers. But that is generally because they are those actions are taken in, with photography at the time, during the daylight, and seeing the person who did it is quite easy. Those who are attacking the pregnancy resources centers, which is a horrid thing to do, are doing this at night in the dark.
Hey, it's terrible what they're doing. I'm really upset about it, but what can I do? It's dark out. Nothing. Look, I don't have the resources. I'm just the Department of Justice. Sorry, that sweet pastor who was there with his son, FBI is going to go pay him a visit, and we're going to throw him in a cage for 20 years. That Antifa monster? Nothing I can do about the dark, right? He wasn't even attempting to make an excuse. He was letting you know. This is what we're doing to you with power, and this is why we're doing it. That's why they did it. And that's what they did last time. kind of thing are they thinking about doing next time?
What does a Project 2029 agenda look like for you?
I don't think you can speak of it in shorthand, but I'll just say a couple of things that I think are absolutely necessary. One is we've got to restore the rule of law, and that means holding people accountable who've broken the law. I'm talking about in this administration, when we get a new one, the people in this administration who've broken the law and federal agents who've broken the law need to be held accountable.
And that means criminally prosecuted.
Criminally prosecuted, civilly prosecuted, you know, whatever it is that we can do.
So to be clear, the next president, whether it's President Newsom or someone else you think needs to elevate the debate, but also ensure accountability, legal accountability for anyone who broke the law.
Yeah, it's behest. Yeah, I think you have to knit that back and you have to do both because you by definition are doing both. It's not weaponizing grievance. It's not pursuing retribution in the spirit that defines Trump and Trumpism. It's not about vengeance in that respect. It's not that. It's simply about accountability, that the chips fall where they may.
That's what's coming next time. But we shouldn't stop there. Just the News has a story out. We have new information on something else. Remember that Trump impeachment? One of them. Let's talk about one of the Trump impeachments. The Trump impeachment came from a phone call Donald Trump had with Ukraine. All right. But sorry, we're going to do a lot of looking back today. Just kind of reminiscing on where we were and where we might be going. Before we get to the newest news, let's recap once again. Ukraine. I did a whole show, a whole history show on the Crimean War and everything else. This is an area that people have been dying over for a very, very, very long time. In fairly recent history, Ukraine had kind of a pro-Russian type government. Remember, they were formerly part of the Soviet Union. Long story. Anyway, they used to have a pro-Russian type government. Democrats in the United States of America, along with the Central Intelligence Agency, which is oddly relevant for what we're about to talk about, created a coup. We did a coup. That's what we did. All right. We did a coup and we bounced the pro-Russian government in favor of a pro-Western government. Now, maybe you're saying to yourself, well, that doesn't sound bad. I'd rather have a pro-Western Ukraine than a pro-Russian Ukraine. And I totally get the way you're thinking. But pro-Western is such a weird way to put pro-Democrat. You see, Ukraine has always really been, like so many of these former communist countries, so corrupt. It's just such a corrupt place where everything is pay to play. Everything. Military, politicians, everything. It's a country that runs on bribery. It's like white Mexico. It's what it is. It's a country that runs on bribery. And Democrats have used it to fill up their piggy banks for a very long time. We'll continue that story in a moment. Before we continue that story, let's do this. Let's get rid of the pain that's in your life. The physical pain, the nagging physical pain. What hurts all the time? Or what don't you do anymore because it hurts? Did you used to go for a hike, but now your knee hurts too much? Did you used to play golf, but your shoulder hurts? Your back can't take it. Does it hurt to go to work? Does it hurt to sit down, stand up? What aches on you? It aches because it's inflamed. And it's inflamed because you haven't started taking Relief Factor yet. 100% drug-free nutritional supplement. It supports your body's response to inflammation. Every day you take it, you are turning down the pain a little more and a little more and a little more. After week two, you feel way better than you did after day two. They know this. That's why they sell you 3 weeks of it for $19.95. And they say, hey, call us back if you want some more. You'll call 1-800 the number 4 relief or relieffactor.com. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Tuesday. Remember, you can email us your love, your hate, your death threats. I'm going to get to those in a moment. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Ukraine. Once it was overthrown and it had more of an anti-Russian government put in, it was not just all about freedom. It was just as corrupt as it is all it is it has always been before. But Ukraine has, and I want to make sure I get this right. I believe Mike Benz told me Ukraine has 75 trillion dollars in resources. Now, that is a number that is so big, I cannot comprehend it, and neither can you. A staggering amount of money is there to be plucked out of Ukraine. So, of course, Democrats, along with their CIA buddies, get over there and start doing a bit of plucking, if you will. You already know the story. We're not going to recap a story you already know. Joe Biden, then Vice President Joe Biden, even has his dirtball son get a corrupt job over there. It just becomes a big piggy bank for the Democrat Party. Go over there and pillage it. All right. Now, to the Trump impeachment. Remember how Donald Trump kept screaming about, I got impeached for a phone call. I got impeached for a phone call. Remember that, the impeachment? Well, remember, Donald Trump didn't do anything wrong. We have the actual transcript of the phone call. Donald Trump just wanted criminals prosecuted. That was it. Ukraine had famously covered up for Joe Biden and his crimes and the things they had done. And it's not at all outside of the norm to say, hey, if there were crimes, prosecute these crimes, please. No need to cover up anything. Prosecute crimes. Well, what prompted the impeachment? Well, here's a headline from Just the News. You can go read the whole story. This is courtesy of Tulsi Gabbard. We have this information. Tulsi Gabbard declassified new evidence showing the CIA analyst who prompted the 2019 impeachment raised concerns about bias, truthfulness, and hearsay. So let me recap this for those who don't speak in legal terms. It was a CIA analyst who got the whole impeachment for Donald Trump started. Oh, but it's more than just a CIA analyst, a registered Democrat who had worked for Joe Biden. A CIA communist is who it was. The CIA communist who came forward and got the impeachment ball rolling also said he hadn't worked with anybody in Congress. Oh, but that was a lie. Who's one of the chief anti-Trumpers in Congress who's worked day and night trying to get him? Adam Schiff, now senator from the state of California. Turns out the CIA analyst had worked with Adam Schiff and then lied about it. Oh, and one more thing. The CIA analyst said they didn't like how this phone call went. Felt like Donald Trump was extorting them. Yeah. They didn't hear the phone call. CIA analyst heard from a guy who heard from a guy, kind of a thing. Now, why would I bring this up? Throw one more headline in here. The Biden administration knew the COVID vaccine stroke risk and covered it up. I brought this up because from time to time, we do have to remember that the Biden presidency, the last time the communists took power, it was not just a bumbling idiot who embarrassed you and embarrassed me every time he spoke. He's drooling on himself. He's fumbling over his words. He's falling down on stage. Oh, my gosh, it's so embarrassing. I feel bad laughing. That's not what it was. What the Joe Biden presidency was a preview for you on what communist rule is going to look like in this country, and that was the appetizer. Because they intend to do worse the next time, as we've talked about over and over and over and over and over and over again. Communists in our country are the same as the communists were in the Soviet Union. They're the same there as they are in Cuba. They're the same as they were in East Germany. They're always the same. And when I say always the same, this is what I mean. The only lesson they ever learn is we didn't hurt enough people. We didn't kill enough people. We haven't censored enough. They never Go look in the mirror and think, that was evil. That was too far. Maybe I did wrong. If you have put forward a policy that ends up killing 50 million people and you're Chairman Mao and someone comes forward and says, maybe we shouldn't put forward policies that kill 50 million people. If you're Chairman Mao, you don't think to yourself, maybe I shouldn't put forward policies that kill 50 million people. You think to yourself, I got to find that guy who complained about that and torture him to death on camera. I'll watch it several times because it entertains me so much. The only lesson the communist ever learns, ever, after he loses power or he fails or something doesn't go wrong, is, I didn't kill enough people. I didn't hurt enough people. Look, if I had hurt more people, I wouldn't be out of power. If I had just, man, all those people criticizing me, I should have arrested them all when I had the chance. If I had thrown all those people in a cage, I wouldn't be facing those political difficulties now. They all think like this, and not just the elected ones. Don't think this is something they learn in class. This is how your liberal Aunt Peggy thinks, as we've discussed. She has never once, the Democrat in your life has never once come to you and said, maybe charging Donald Trump in four different jurisdictions and convicting him of multiple bogus felonies, and maybe that wasn't appropriate to do to the Republican nominee. That we probably shouldn't use the DOJ that way. Your liberal Aunt Peggy has never said that to you, has she? Your liberal Aunt Peggy has never once come to you and said, arresting pro-lifers because you're mad about a Supreme Court ruling is probably not an appropriate use of Department of Justice power. She never said that, did she? You know what she says to her Democrat friends? Oh, gosh, we have to hurt them the next time. This wouldn't have happened if we had done more. If Donald Trump was rotting in a prison cell, if everyone who ever worked for him was rotting in a prison cell, if we rounded up everybody who criticized us on Facebook and threw them in a gulag somewhere, we would be just fine. Next time, we'll hurt more of them. And they will. And they will. It's really important that they never come back to power. And it's really important that you protect yourself online. Protect your data online. Your data, your social security number, your name, your address, all these things, you should treat that as if it's your bank account, because it is. Because these online thievery rings steal billions a year from people like you. It's become the norm now. Isn't that insanely sad? Whereas probably 15 years ago, I would guess, that's something rare. It might happen to a guy you heard about across town. Now it's coming for you and me. We are all going to be victims of it now because there's so much data out there and the money behind it's so big. How do you protect yourself? LifeLock is how. LifeLock will monitor your data. They'll monitor these dark websites. If things start happening, they let you know immediately so you can shut it down. And if they get you, LifeLock will make you whole again. They guarantee it or your money back. You join now, you save up to 40% off your first year. LifeLock.com, promo code Jesse. Or call 1-800-LIFELOCK, promo code Jesse. Terms apply. We'll be back.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.